when the POMS outbreak first happened, we identified three key areas of support. Now, one of those was dealt with directly with Oysters Tasmania with an initial announcement about direct funding support to the growers affected. So that was one of the three tiers. The second of the three tiers was to ensure that the genetic selection program through Australian Shellfish Industries, which is a company that's owned by the Tasmanian and South Australian industries, actually kept breeding for resistant soil POMS. That was seriously affected by a lack of finance due to the loss of levies when the outbreak happened. And that was actually very close to, you know, it is very close to going into receivership. And it's critical that if we're going to combat this virus, that we actually have that level of genetic resistance continuing to be developed. And then the other tier was actually ensuring access to spat, given that South Australia and Tasmania, for example, rely completely on hatchery-produced spat, was actually ensuring the availability of the spat, particularly for the coming spring, summer.
Let's deal with the second one first, and that is that breeding program for POMS-resistant oysters. This assistance package needs to be delivered fairly soon, doesn't it, given the timing and the imperative to keep that on track?
Absolutely correct. We are really looking for an answer, and my understanding has been really very well received by the federal government, and hopefully there will be an announcement on that soon. But the breeding program is definitely the most critical one. You know, if we can get that shot in the arm for the breeding program sorted, then they need to go to a better system for getting, you know, resources from the industry and making sure it's self-funded. One of the things we've made very clear to government that this is a one-off. And as part of that, you know, we don't want to come back to government again. This is about trying to get the industry back on its feet. And then from that, grow and then grow into the industry that's got such incredible opportunity for the Australian community.
What about the third plank of your assistance, which is about spat supply? We know, as you've said, Tasmania is a major supplier of spat, so that's an economic driver here, but it's critical for your ongoing production in South Australia. What's the report recommending in that way?
What the report is recommending is that, you know, ensuring the capacity of having spat in both states, and it's about ensuring that the hatcheries do keep going in Tasmania, but ensuring that spat is made available in South Australia. Now, there has been a recent announcement by Shellfish Culture, which actually has alleviated a lot of that problem, but they are talking about setting up shop in South Australia, but that might be 12 months before they finally get going. So what we're really asking the government there to do is ensure, to have sort of something available to ensure that we actually have that spat available, have that spat developed and produced in South Australia, and also ensure the capacity of the hatcheries in Tasmania for the interim period until the danger period has passed.
But you're not talking about importing spat from Tasmania to South Australia?
It's a really interesting point, that, because if that is to happen, and it is being considered as a last resort as I understand it, any protocols on that would be pretty strict. As a matter of fact, they'd be extremely strict. It would actually be clearly better in the future for Hatch South Australia to have its own spat supply to make sure, because it would only take another glitch once again, and then all of a sudden South Australia would be back in the same boat. So for the short, medium and long term, it is important that South Australia is self-reliant on spat. That's becoming pretty clear now.